that how Swamiji was qualified, no? Went over the whole world. And very friend, we will do comparison, that we will have to come to a solution, that he was more powerful. So we should think and we should realize all these things. Without Siksha Guru, if Gurudev is not present, we cannot develop our heart. Cannot. It is absurd. If anyone is not, we'll tell that sun and moon is my Siksha Guru, because he is distributing equal light, equal all things to all. Then a tree will be my Siksha Guru. That is, life is for others, not for me. Fruits, bark, fruits, wood,
shade,
everything is for others. So he is my Siksha Guru. You know Dattatreya? But really, no Siksha Guru. Like Sadhu Sangha, he is taken something. But trees have no affection for Krishna, so they are not my Siksha Guru. Only tolerance I have taken from them, or getting to all these worldly things. He took snake, very Ajagar, as his Siksha Guru. He took Pingala, the
prostitute.
To be his Siksha Guru. But he had no Krishna prema at all. He took only worldly these qualities from him, and that is why he was partly Siksha Guru, not as a whole. But in our line, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami have all qualities. So they are as a whole Siksha Guru, as a whole Diksha Guru. Or Gurudev, your Swamiji had all qualities of bona fide Guru. So both may be Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru in equal and in all qualities, not partly. If Krishna Prem is there in highest way, then he is Siksha Guru. And he can take his career, characteristics, his behavior, his teaching, everything. In what mood he used to worship? In what mood he used to do kirtan? In what mood he was? So we should take the mood first. And other qualities, outer, they are secondary. So we should think all these things and try to develop Krishna consciousness. Swamiji has come to give the seed of Krishna Prem to nourish. He has come to get the seeds in the hearts of devotees and then nourish, sprout it, and then lips will come and gradually fruits will come. If we are saying that lips are not coming, sprouts are not coming, and fruits are not coming, uselessly we are doing, then we'll have to think, why sprout is not coming? Why the leaves are not coming? Why this plant is going to be dry? Why? Then we'll have to think over it, and we'll have to change the mood. Or all am an object to serve, or only master, to obtain or object. This is the thing. Sakshat Haritvena, you should understand what is the meaning. He is not Hari, but Haritvena. He possesses some qualities of Hari, and he is, and for that reason he is supposed to be Haritvena, as a Hari, Sevak Hari. Haritvena means Sevak Hari, not objective Guru. So, we should try to develop. They have not come to please anyone others. Individually or in partly. If Swamiji saw that if I will be in the Gaudiya Math, in the leadership of Anant Vasudev, then everything will be ruined. Because he was sannyasi and after that he married. And again he suicided. I shouldn't go. Our Guru Maharaj left that Gaudiya Math. But he did not left his Gurudev. The doctrines and philosophy and teachings of, and he is still his serving, and they have ruined Gaudiya Math. So we have come to develop our Krishna consciousness, not to do any politics, any party feelings and other things. But Kanishtha Vaishnavas are bound to do this. But if they are sincere, they will avoid all these things. Try to serve their Gurudev, Sikha Guru. Actually, from whom this Sikha is coming down? We should try to avoid. Otherwise, we will not advance and we will do so much offenses, being in the party baji. So we should try to avoid all these things and actually be so sincere and to see that how we can develop. If I am alone, I will develop. So, I think that your question has been solved. May I speak something?
Yes.
Hari Katha?
Yes.
But you should think that I am in a line. I am in a line with you. My line is another and you another, not this. I am
conviction,
strong belief that I am the line of Rupa Goswami. And from there to Bhakti Vinod Thakur Srila Prabhupada and Srila Swamiji Maharaj also. And that is why I am telling everywhere that Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj is also in the line. So I want to give you some ideas, outline of gopis and Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan actually? Vrindavan is not different from Krishna. Not Dwarkadish, but Nandanandan, Brajesh Nandan. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesh Tanayas Saddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kashi Upasana Madhupatu Varve Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Amalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidamata. I believe that all the disciples of Guru Govind Maharaj have heard this slope. Have you heard from Govind Maharaj?
Yes.
Our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, all know this. This was by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, bona fide and a strong Vaishnava, very strong Vaishnava, qualified in the line of Rupa Goswami. He was Rupanu, best Rupanu at his time. So he is telling that Vrindavan is Krishna himself. Actually, Krishna is Baldev and Baldev is Dham Vrindavan. You know this fact? Baldev Prabhu is himself Dham. So, our Aradha Dev is Brajendra Nandan Shyamasundar. And also, we should know that abode of Krishna and all the gopis were is Vrindavan. So, honorable, both are honorable for us. And the affection and love of gopis are highest. The affection and love to Supreme Personality of Godhead and Narad. Narad are also in this line, but his affection is not supreme to Krishna. We know Hanuman, but his affection to Krishna was not so high. The affection and love and prem of Subal, Sridham, Madhumangal was so highest, but not as Everest. Everest, you know?
Mount Everest.
Gopis' prem is Everest. No? And they are Kanchanjunga and all others, Alps are. They are also high, some higher, but not highest. Yasodama loved Krishna so much, Nanda Baba also. Krishna used to take the shoes of Nanda Baba on his head, carrying. And dancing he used to come to gopis. Oh, this is my father's shoes. Sometimes here, sometimes here. No? But Yasodama's love higher, so much higher, but not highest. All the gopis praying, coming to highest, touching something, but something less. The highest affection of Srimati Radhika was there. So here he is telling that Ramya Kachut Upasana Bhajubadvargaini Jakalpita. The service rendered, the prem rendered to Krishna, Brajendanandan, of gopis was highest. Srimad Bhagavata is the pramam there. The evidence is Srimad Bhagavata. No? Amalpura, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching of this in Sutra, in
Condensed form.
Like Sutra. Why? I want to tell something about this gopis praying. We should have an outline of this. We are not qualified to be like that. But we can hear if we have Shraddha. We cannot do like gopis, but we can hear something of gopis and gopis. Krishna has come to Mathura. And at once he was sent with Balram to Sandipani Muni, very far away, hilly place, without sandal, without anything, without umbrella, with one cloth. To sit and to be trained like Yasodhara, Sudama and all others. He went there. And after 60 days, 64 days he returned. He was saying, the palace of Vasudev Maharaj was on Yamuna. Krishna was looking Yamuna towards north. At once he saw Vrindavan and he became at once so sad. He reminded his father, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, his covered voice. Sudam, Sudam, Sridam, Vasudam, Sto Krishna, Lavanga, Arjun, Shubal, Madhumanga. He reminded his all cows, Shabali, Shyama, Dhavali, Gange, Pishange, Yamune, and all the cops to whom he used to give so much affection. He used to begin to remember Giriraj Govardhan, who has played with gopis and gopis. And at once he began to cry and weep. Uddhava was searching Krishna, where is? He came on the roof of the building, Raj Bhavan, and saw that Krishna is waiting and tears are coming. Oh Krishna, why you are waiting? Then Krishna took the hands of Buddha in his hands and weeping, he began to tell. At once you should go to Vrindavan. Save our father and mother. Cows, I have heard that all cows are going to be dead. My Sakha, not playing now. Peacocks, not dancing now. Cows, not taking any grass. Always watching, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, and where is. All are weeping for me. My mother has become blind. Father does not come from his house anywhere goes. And after that he told, Machita Madhagat Prana. No, that he told. Tamanmanaska. मत प्रण मदर्थे तैक दैहिका मामेव दैतम प्रेष्ठम आत्मानम मनसागता यत्यक्त लोक धर्मांश्च मदर्थे तान विभार नहम मैता प्रियसा पृष्ठे दुरस्थे गोकुल स्त्रिय स्मरंति हे अंग विमोयंते बृहत खंड विफला धारत अति कृष्णेन प्राय प्राणान कथंचित प्रत्यागमन संदेशे बल्लभ्यो मे मदात्मिका. It is as told in Gita, the symptoms of pure and advanced devotees. Actually we cannot see anywhere in the world else, but all the symptoms in full are in gopis. No? Ta manmanaska. All gopis and gops, especially gopis here telling. About gopis, man manashka, always thinking of me. Their mind is always with me. And I'm also on their
mind
always, day and night. Matprana, I am the life and soul of gopis. And also, gopis are my, matprana means also, matprana. They are my life and soul. They have given up everything, what everything has been. They are all worldly things. Shringar,
decoration.
Decoration. They have given up taking force and all things. They have given up all the friends and society. Even shyness. They become sinless, on the stage going Hari 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 Hari, Krishna Krishna like this. No? They have given up their dharma, varnasham dharma. Everything there. There is no another example as gopis. Gopis are like gopis. We cannot set up anything. So gopis, they are only living. That I have told them that I am coming tomorrow. If not tomorrow, then day after tomorrow I am coming. मैं कल जरूर आऊंगा।
I will come one day.
I certainly come tomorrow.
मैं कम कल आऊंगा। जरूर आऊंगा।
Definitely.
Definitely I will come. But Krishna could not come tomorrow. Tomorrow went on. Tomorrow again went on. Again tomorrow. And so many years passed away. But they are thinking, they are belief, very firm belief, that Krishna will one day come, he cannot do anything what he has told. He must come. So they are. If we die, then Krishna will die hearing that, oh, gopis have died. So they will all die. Krishna will die. Krishna is softer than us. So he is requesting Uddhava to go. He gets his turban, he gets his own pitambar, his own banmala, and even his own chariot, who has taken from Kams Maharaj, golden, everything golden. O chakka?
This
wheel.
Phil was golden. Everything was golden. Again. Buddha was thinking that how can I go there? How can I go there? Oh, sit very, oh, Prabhu, sit like this. And otherwise, Mahadevi, oh, sickness will come and keep a 1,000 months
wait
here. All try to hear. So he told Krishna that how I can live without you? I cannot live without you 1 second. Krishna knew this and told, I'm not here in Mathura. Partly I am here. But as a whole I am where? In Braja. I cannot leave Vrindavan for a moment. So if you will go there, you will see me as a whole. Here you are seeing me partly. So if you will go and see me there, then you will decide that you must be in Braja, not return to Mathura. You should go. Krishna told that, sit down on the chariot. And he took his hands and gave him the chariot. And he told the, what?
Driver.
At once, go on. Because you don't want to leave me. So he was sent. When he was sent, he went to Vrindavan and Nandagaon at that time. Nanda Baba and all others there, Nanda Rao. Then he went, reached. It was about Sham Hovet, evening. And sun has set, and some darkness was coming. He kept his chariot there, and he came down. And went in the house of Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba saw, and once very became so glad. They were as blind, weeping and bleeding. But yet he took in his arms, and he gave something to him. Not, there was no cooking. When Krishna left Mathura, there was no cooking in Yashoda house. For whom he will, she will cook? All the pots were
upside down.
And on the cooking place,
spiders.
The cooking room was not washed at all. Everything here and there was upset. All were weeping. Pots were weeping. The himself, the chulha.
Stove.
Perhaps you don't know Indian. They are chulha, not cooker. Now they are cooker and all these things, gas and all these systems. So everything was upset. He ordered a Brahmin and he went to his home and brought some kheer paramanna without sugar, because that Brahmin has no sugar in his home. So without sugar, paramanna was made and he gave to him. After he wanted to ask Uddhav, how my child is, how my Krishna Kanhaiya is. But he could not speak a word.
His throat was choked.
He was eating so much. At last he told, that Sursen is my, that Vasudev, the son of Sursen, is my son, is my friend. We are friends. How my friend is? Fortunately, Kans has been dead. Anyone has not killed him, but he was killed by his own actions. That his actions have killed him. Then Brahman knows that Krishna cannot kill him, because Krishna is very orphaned boy. So his action, Kansa action has done so. At last he told, how my boy Krishna is. He remembers us or not. His so lovely cows, he used to love cows. His mother so much, all the boys, deers, parrots, he used to love everyone. He remembers anything of us or his sakha and friends and all others. And he began to cry. I cannot live in my house, Nanda Bhavan. Why? Because here I see the twice, the bansi, the peacocks, and everything here. And I became mad and I began to be the reminding me. So I went, I used to go to Jamuna, that I will forget all this. But there I go. And then the four friends of Krishna are there. All the trees are weeping for him. All the deers are weeping. Then I become so much more reminding Krishna. Then I go to forget all these things. I go to Govardhan Hill. But there also I see the caps are empty. Manas Ganga is empty. Kusum Sarovar empty, everything. Everywhere I see the footprints of Krishna. I am seeing that cows are weeping and everything. Again I go to here and there, but anywhere I have no shanti,
peace.
And telling, he began to weep loudly. Uddhava has come to console Nanda Baba and all. He was going to tell anything to to console him, but there was no word for this consoling in the dictionary of his heart. No. He was saying that he is weeping more and more. So I should I tell that you should not weep. But he cannot tell. Why? Because he knows that in our epics, in Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere it has been told that if anyone is reminding Krishna and he is weeping for Krishna, he is so fortunate. So how can I stop him? He is so fortunate. There are none like him. So how can I tell? But Krishna has ordered me to console him. Then I should tell him that you are so fortunate and you should weep and weep and weep. He cannot also tell. What to tell? He was so vast learned. Like Brihaspati. It is told that Brihaspati was guru of Buddha. But I see that, I think that he was most guru or guru, guru, more guru to guru, guru to Brihaspati. Understand what I am telling?
Yes, yes.
Actually, Brihaspati cannot be guru of Uddhava. But for formality, coming to Narlila, as he may have accepted him as the guru. But actually he was not. Like Krishna has accepted Sandipani, Sandilya and Garga, but they are not guru. Krishna is guru to all. Jai Krishna is Jagat Guru. Bande Jagat Guru. Krishnam Bande Jagat Guru. So, he was first learned person and he was the friend of Krishna. He saw in dictionary any word to console. But he could not find. At last he told, Yuvam shlaghyatama nunam. Kitna?
Sadevara.
Yuvam, certainly you are so fortunate, Nanda Baba and Yashoda. When he heard this, he began to weep more loudly. He told the Uddhava, I understood that you are a very bona fide friend of Krishna and you are so intelligent, but I think that you have no intelligence at all. Why? You have told me that you are very fortunate. I am fortunate. You are telling that Krishna was God and he was the, what God?
Supreme Personality.
Supreme Personality of God. He is Narayan and he has come in your house as your son. And you think that he is my son and so much affection you are doing and serving him. But I think that if Krishna is Godhead and he has left me and he has gone to another place, so I am fortunate. There is none unfortunate like my son. I know that Maharaj Dasarath was the son of Ramchandra, son of Dasarath. When Ramchandra left Ayodhya, he went to forest with Sita and Lakshman. Dasarath told Ram and Ram only, no more. And he left his life. And not like Dasarath. And so my heart is so hard, that stone. Why I am not dying? So we are unlucky. Dasarath was lucky that he left his souls and dead. But we are not dying. Krishna, I was not qualified to love Krishna. Krishna is the embodiment of love. But we are so unfortunate that and saying this, he rolled on the earth and became faint. He could not speak. Yashoda was hearing all these things and also became faint. Thus talking themselves, it came morning, and then he took bath and did sandhya, and he went returning his sahagopi there. What dialogue was done there between Uddhava and gopis, I will try to speak another thing. Very much. And how he glorified Uddhava gopis, that was the point to tell. What are the glorifications of gopis? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give the modes of gopis? I wanted to tell something very little. But I went in
introduction
mein hi. I made introduction and I left that. So when I will go to where?
Leicester.
I may tell something, or I wanted to tell some instruction from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. There is collection in my room, and we should follow that instruction. So we will go there and try to tell, try to read, try to explain all these things. Gaur Pramana. Join Kirtan, last Kirtan, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Explain some teachings of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He has given these teachings in his last date. One day before, in evening he told, and morning, next morning he went, left this planet. He told that I have given so many sufferings to so many persons. Now they have so much envy with me. But one day they will realize that what I have told Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Satyam, know you?
True.
Absolute truth, not only truth, absolute truth. Shivam, Mangal Janak.
Auspicious.
Sundaram, so beautiful. One day they will realize that what I have told bona fide truth. In our books it has been written that Satyam Bruyat Ma Bruyat Apriyam. What is the meaning?
That the truth in social circles, then one should speak palatably. But in spiritual circles, then one may speak unpalatable truth. Truth, even if it's unpalatable.
Where is Prabhu? Oh. This Prabhu was telling today in our morning talks, this very thing, that our karmi jnani yogi tells like this: Satyam Bruyat Ma Bruyat Asatyam Apriyam. Satyam Apriyam. Don't tell anything truth which is apriyam, it is not
palatable.
But our disciplic orders from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu up till now, we don't follow this. A bona fide truth is there, whether it is not
palatable,
but yet it should be told. What is that? In Srimad Bhagavat it has been written that Guru na sasyat, swajano no sasyat, swajano no sasyat. It means that Guru is not Guru, bona fide Guru. If he is not helping anyone to advance in spiritual life, to the service of Krishna and Srimati Radhika, he should be rejected as Guru. Like Bali Maharaj rejected his Guru Sukracharya and he followed Vamandeva. Mother should not pregnant any child if she cannot help the children to
grow in bhakti.
A father is not father who is not helping his children to be bona fide devotee. A wife is not bona fide chaste lady whether he may be worldly chaste, but he is not chaste lady. And he is not to be a mother if he is not encouraging his boys, sons, to develop their Krishna consciousness. Who did so? Bharata, the brother of Ram, left her mother, that he was against the service of Ram. He has sent Ram for 14 years to forest. So he never told Kaikeyi, his mother. He rejected. After 14th years, when Ram returned with Sita and Lakshman to Ayodhya, and he was then king of Ayodhya, Kaikeyi went to Ram and began to weep. Ram told, "Mother, why you are weeping?" "I am weeping that you are telling Kausalya, mother, mother. Lakshman is telling mother, Shatrughna is telling mother to Sumitra, and all telling mother to Kausalya, even Bharat. But Bharat did not tell any time, a single time that, oh mother, to me. So I think that you will order him to speak at least one time that he should call me mother." Ramchandra then called Bharat alone and he told that, "I know that you carry my all orders. So, I want to give you one order that you should fulfill." Bharat replied, like folded handed, "Prabhu, I will follow all orders, but not only order. And that is, I cannot call Maharani Kaikeyi my mother. I can call him like Maharani, but I cannot call me my mother." Ram began to weep and all were weeping, but he never told. Those who are against, they should not be. So it is apriya, but
very bona fide truth. We have nothing to, we have no relation with anyone who has not relation with Krishna and not serving Holy Master, Vaishnavas. Those who are not respecting, honoring Vaishnavas, not they are energetic in to develop their divine love to the divine pair, we have no relation at all. And if you have relation, then your divine love and everything will go away. So we should follow all these things. Those are favorable for developing our Krishna consciousness to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, to Dham Vrindavan Dham, to Krishna, to our Holy Master. They should be related. We'll have to relation with them. So he is telling Srila Prabhupada, I'm reading some and explaining. So he has told first Saptam Bruvat, but it is, if it is harsh or not so
palatable,
but yet it should be told. So he is telling that I have brought so many new devotees from very unnat gharse,
from very aristocratic family.
Aristocratic family. And they are against me that he has taken my voice. That they think that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is only father, mother, everything. But they don't care. And they don't want to live in home and to serve their father and mother. But actually Krishna is father, mother, everything. So we should try to develop Krishna consciousness. He told that the very day he told, we should serve